This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Crawl says the Kentucky Ag Tag program spurs some friendly competition among county clerks across the state. He says the top counties receive a reward and some recognition.
We have a friendly competition with our 120 county clerks, and we usually provide some Kentucky Proud gift baskets for the top three counties. Number one on the total amount raised, number two, the participation rate. Now, we have some counties where 80% of those with farm tags make the donation, and that's always good. And we also have a most improved county across the state.
Crawl says farmers with multiple vehicles can choose the amount they donate.
It's amazing how just one little nudge to remind a farmer, hey, would you be willing to donate $10, can make it a persuasive donation. And here's another thing to know about the program. If you have multiple farm trucks, you don't have to donate on every single one of them. You get to decide how many you'd like to donate.
He adds those who do not have agriculture vehicles can also donate.
If you don't have a farm license plate, but you want to support the fund, you can go to your county clerk and make the donation as well. So you don't even have to be have a farm vehicle to donate to the Ag Tag Fund.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals today.
You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says the county clerks and their deputies receive credit helping make the program a success each year.
I want to publicly say thank you to our county clerks and the deputy clerks that are working those front lines in unusual circumstances. But we just ask farmers, look, if you benefited from 4-H or FFA, or if you know that's a good program, which we all know it is, please chip in $10 this year.
He added one major project assisted by the program was the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence in Princeton.
One notable donation that we used for AgTag was a $100,000 pledge of support for the Princeton Research Farm. And so in western Kentucky, the AgTag program has actually helped bolster research that turns around and helps local producers out.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Travel in the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.